And welcome to the first ever issue of Auditory Comics. My name is Tim. Thank you so much for joining. We are starting off a new show, beginning with the new year. We are part of the Gamovix Network. You can follow us on Instagram at Gamovix. That's Gamovics. And if you've been listening to our other show, Movie Kernels, thank you so much. And we're really excited to have you join us here at Auditory Comics. You can find us on Twitter at Auditory Comics, and we're trying to tie up all our comics, movies, and our video game love all into one simple place where you can find. And we thank you for this podcast. What we want to be able to do with this podcast is just talk about the comics that we read, what we're excited about, a little bit about our history, how we came into it, some of our favorites, share some of that. And right now we're kind of playing with the formula, whether or not to do week by week. As we have pull lists, you can see what we pull every week on our Instagram. We'll put up what we've pulled for the week, what we're excited for, what's coming up, and just trying to build a community together that loves reading comics as we do. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome. So we figure we'd take you to what's in our current pull list, and that way we can compare what you guys have. If there's any titles that we must be picking up or reading, definitely let us know. You can send us an email at gamemovix@gmail.com or find us on our Twitter handle or comment via Instagram. We're always open to checking out new titles, adding on, or making sure that we don't miss out on great titles, which we'll cover later on. Starting up the new year, this is currently what's in our pull list, starting with the major three DC comics, picking up Action Comics, Doomsday Clock, Green Lantern, Heroes in Crisis, Justice League, Superman, and as of this year, have added on Young Justice. Been contemplating whether or not to add Shazam into the mix with the movie coming out. Super excited about that one. Moving on to Image Comics, collecting Gideon Falls is in our pull list. And as a side note, Paper Girls in trade paperback form. Now, all the rest will be collecting issues via physical and digital, with the upside of being Marvel, where they include it with every single issue where you get a digital copy as well, which is fantastic. Really, you get the most out of your money. But then at the same time, DC does not do it with all their comics, which is a little bit of a shame. But you know what? It's great either way. There's plenty of options to read comics, find the way that you enjoy them, find the way that you love them. Lastly, we get into Marvel. We got the Amazing Spider-Man, Black Panther, Captain America. And as of this month, adding Captain Marvel to the mix, Fantastic Four, Ironheart, Shuri, and Uncanny X-Men. That should round out to about 15 titles, and feel like that's a good point. Trying to keep up with 15 comics per month is quite the extraordinary task. But yeah, how many pulls or titles are in your pull list? How often do you guys get out to your comic book store, or are you guys just pulling it digitally? Feel free to chime in. And again, yeah, let us know. We're always trying to build and make sure that we're covering all the topics that you love to talk about, and making sure that we don't miss out on any great new comics that are being added, or any great new writers that we should keep an eye out for, or artists. There's just so much great stuff out there, and it's just a great time to be a comic fan. All right, and without further ado, we'll mosey into our next section. And moving right along, we'll take this time to dip into what the new comics are for this month. But as we begin to experiment whether or not to do a week-to-week format, it may be something a little bit shorter, but we like to cover the 5 weeks that were in January. 4 weeks have passed so far, and we have 1 week left ahead. Just some of the highlights as we cover the first week of January, which was the second. Action Comics dropped 1006, Heroes in Crisis number 4, Uncanny X-Men 8, January 9th brought Green Lantern 3, Justice League 15, and two new great comics, Young Justice number 1 and Captain Marvel number 1, followed by Uncanny X-Men number 9. January 16th brought Superman 7, Gideon Falls 10, Amazing Spider-Man 13, Black Panther 8, Fantastic Four 6, Ironheart 2, Uncanny X-Men 10, and then January 23rd, this last Wednesday, Justice League 16, Shuri number 4, Uncanny X-Men Annual number 1, and this coming Wednesday, it'll be Action Comics 1007, Heroes in Crisis 5, Justice League Annual number 1, Amazing Spider-Man 14, and Captain America 7. Now, in the future, we may just simplify this and kind of go over what we're really excited about, but definitely, the comic that I was most excited about is Captain Marvel number 1. If you've seen any of the movie trailers and are super hyped about Brie Larson, if you can't tell from my voice what a big fan I am, yes, that comic was a must get, a must read for me. Another one is Gideon Falls. Been a big fan of Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino. Just their work on Green Arrow to doing a little bit on Hawkeye to Old Man Logan. I've just been a big fan of both of their work, and anytime they team up, I'm there. And I'm really excited to see where Justice League kind of Scott Snyder takes it with the annual. A lot of these titles are twice a month, which has made it a little bit crazier with all the comics to keep up with the reading. But really excited. Also, a big shout out to Ta-Nehisi Coates. And again, if I'm mispronouncing any of these names, feel free to chime in and correct me. I always welcome the help. Because what are we if we're not a community that helps each other learn how to say proper names for that instance? But Captain America has been a really unique take on it, and being the first African-American writer to handle that character, it's just a really fascinating take on it, and I'm really excited to see where it continues to go. Yeah, so that's kind of wraps up the comics that we are picking up in January. We are looking forward to what are some of your highlights? What are some of the titles that we should be adding if we have not? Definitely chime in, and we'll head on to the next beat. Welcome back, listeners. Thank you so much for joining in again. And we're looking forward to our next section, which will cover that last year we decided to go ahead and sign up for Comixology Unlimited just to catch up on some backlog titles. And the greatest thing is that it gives you 15% off Marvel titles and Image titles. But better yet, it was recently just added DC titles, which have been great because DC doesn't always release digital titles or digital copies along with their physical editions. So that's been a great help. Also, they've just added a plethora of recent titles. So I've been going with that. And without further ado, that leads us into what we're currently reading. And you've heard about what's in all of our pull lists, what we've been reading, and just some of the backlog thanks to Comixology Unlimited. We're not sponsored by them in any shape or form, but you know, if you've done Marvel, there, I believe they have a version of Unlimited, and I'm not sure if DC has an equivalent, but it's definitely overwhelming because there's so many different titles, and they just give you just a slight taste before you have to either purchase the next titles, but it's still a great way to read up. Reading, getting back into X-Men comics and reading Uncanny X-Men, I just wanted to just go back and start reading, and I've been able to find The Death of X, X-Men Red, X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold, just to kind of refresh myself on all these characters and what's been going on in the X-Men universe as it's turned upside down on its head again. But yeah, some of the other titles, of course, if you're a big comic book fan, you've probably heard of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse starring Miles Morales. If you have not seen that movie, I highly recommend it. You can hear more about it on our Movie Kernels podcast where we talk about and just our love for it. But yeah, that got me back into reading Brian Michael Bendis' run of Miles Morales with Comixology Unlimited. I did run through issues 1 through 21 and currently working to 234. I know 240 was the last issue that Bendis wrote that wrapped up. I know that there's a new Miles Morales comic that's being issued. So really looking forward to diving into that. But with how many titles we have right now, it's a lot to ask. Some of the other titles that we've been reading with Comixology Unlimited has been Spider-Gwen with Jason Latour. Another shout out to the Spider-Verse. Great job tackling her character. It's great to have Gwen Stacy. Just started reading The Death of X, which was by Jeff Lemire and Charles Soule, that were writing about the X-Men, two great writers, and just finished volume one of Sex Criminals by Matt Fraction and Chip Zdarsky, who I believe is taking the helms of Daredevil next. And then just Captain America 695, Mark Waid and Chris Sammy, they're just a great combo if you read any of their previous work. And then Elektra volume one, written by Matt Owens. I've always just been interested in the Elektra character, especially with the portrayal in Netflix's Daredevil series, rest in peace. Those are some of the titles that I've been reading on top of all the current pull list. I know with my current pull, we are falling a little bit behind, but definitely let me know. What are some of the comics that you're digging into, some of the back library or the backlog that you've been reading? We love to hear your take on it. And we'd love to hear you share about it. Now that we covered what we're reading, what's in our pull list, let's reflect back since the beginning of the new year, what some of our best readings or favorite titles were from 2018. And big disclaimer, the 2018 title that I regret not reading is Mr. Miracle by Tom King and Mitch Gerard. Definitely picking that up in trade paperback, which comes out next month. Really excited to read that character. I know that I do have the Vision complete series, but I have not got into reading that. I've heard that's a great one from Tom King. But Batman 50, I know it's very controversial with the wedding and just the lead up to it, but I think it was a really unique take on how each character came to the decision that they did. And one of my favorite backlog titles was Being Supergirl by Mariko Tamaki and Joelle Jones, who's currently writing the Catwoman series. But a little bit about myself is I'm a big Supergirl fan, and it was really neat reading just a different take. I know so many times with characters, there's so many different reboots, but I highly recommend reading Being Supergirl. Another one is the Superman run. I was late to the game, but reading Peter Tomasi and Patrick Gleason's take, along with additional artists Jorge Jimenez and Doug Mankey, has been really unique, seeing Clark Kent as a father with his son John Kent and Lois Lane, and that dynamic. I did end up buying all the rest of the volumes, so we're really looking forward to their take. And I did also get Super Sons Volume 1, which is due via Comixology, but that's not titles that I read, so I've already kind of gone off the deep end on this. But here are some other comics I finished in 2018. So it was Aquaman Drowned Earth, followed with the Justice League Drowned Earth title. It almost made me interested in picking up the Aquaman title. Some of that steam was lost by watching the movie, but more of that over in our Movie Kernels podcast. Dark Metal, Dark Knights Metal 1 through 8. Batman White Knight 1 through 8 by Sean Murphy was fantastic. Definitely a different take on Batman. I'm really looking forward to the sequel, but more on that later. Hawkeye, Kate Bishop, Volume 1 by Kelly Thompson, who is quickly climbing the ladder of one of my favorite writers. Just her comedic timing and just the way that she writes the characters is just fantastic. I'm really excited to see what she does with Captain Marvel. As I said before, Superman Volume 1, Avengers number 10, which was their legacy numbering 700, Venom 1 by Donnie Cates, their recent reboot, Amazing Spider-Man 797 through 801, Invincible Iron Man 600, Man of Steel 1 through 6, bringing Brian Michael Bendis to the DC Universe, writing Superman, Supergirl being Super 1 through 4, Justice League No Justice 1 through 4, with Scott Snyder's big break into covering Justice League, Superman, Lois, and Clark, Captain America 700, Daredevil 600, The Mighty Thor 700, Marvel Legacy 1, Supergirl Volume 4 by Sterling Gates, which the cover work by Joshua Middleton, and I remember Sterling Gates' run on Supergirl, which I had to hunt all the back issues, but more on that later. And I know there's a lot of more on that later, but you will see the point of it. Or if you don't, feel free to chime in. We're definitely tweaking, figuring out what works best, not only for us, but for you, the listeners as well. And then lastly, Fantastic Four Wedding Special. To kind of the TLDR about 2018, it felt like the year of milestones for comic books, especially Marvel titles. We hit Thor 700. Daredevil 600, Amazing Spider-Man 800, Iron Man 600, Captain America 700. I did collect each one of those titles. How about you? Were there any other milestones that I missed? Any other big ones? I know there was the end of Brian Michael Bendis' Spider-Man run with Miles Morales at 240. Definitely looking to collect that title. That's some of the reflections that we had on 2018. Now, let's look ahead to 2019 with some of the titles that we're either really excited about or we're really curious about. So 2019, some of the titles that we've been highly anticipating, you already know about. Captain Marvel by Kelly Thompson was a shoo-in. Young Justice by Brian Michael Bendis. A couple others that are must-pulls for us is Detective Comics will hit that infamous 1,000 just shortly after Action Comics have done. And looking forward to Batman, The Curse of the White Knight by Sean Murphy, which is the follow-up to his White Knight series, which is probably one of our favorites of 2018. And then Journey into the Mystery, The War of the Realms, which War of the Realms is going to be the big Marvel event led by Jason Aaron. But this Journey into the Mystery, it's going to be written by the McElroy brothers, and that's one that just looks like it's going to be a fantastic visually and just a hodgepodge of characters being put together. Some other curious titles in 2019, being a big time Adventure Time fan, we're getting Marcy and Simon, written by Olivia Olson, who was actually the voice actress for Marceline, but you guys already know that if you guys are fans, but that's handled by Boom Studios. And Black Widow, this is another Black Widow reboot. I've read some of her previous work, but it's really interesting to see from Jen and Sylvia Soska, who are apparently great horror writers, how they're going to take this character of Black Widow. One other title that's really interesting is Ronin Island by writer Greg Pak. That's another one by Boom Studios. And yeah, really looking forward to also DC has started some of their young adult line, which will have actually Harley Quinn Breaking Glass, but that's being written by Mariko Tamaki, which she wrote Being Super for Supergirl, and I'm really excited to see what she does with Harley Quinn. Not a big fan of Harley Quinn, don't hate, but really excited to see this take on it. I think definitely my version of Harley Quinn is from the Batman animated series, so nothing has kind of lived up to that point, I guess. But yeah, that's kind of wraps up 2019 in a nutshell. I know there's plenty of other titles that will probably get announced at one of the cons as we move forward. We just started the year. I know the big events are going to happen. And as some of the events from last year, such as Heroes in Crisis or Doomsday Clock, whenever that finishes, might reset, you know, the DC Universe again. But yeah, that's kind of what's in our neck of the woods. Let us know. Drop a line. We would love to know of titles coming out in 2019 that we may not have caught. And lastly, let's go on to the wrap-up. And welcome back. Thanks so much for hanging around, sticking around as we wrap up our first issue of Auditory Comics. Big thanks to just everyone who supported us to get to this point where we can record our podcast. A special shout out to Anchor for making it so easy. We didn't think that we were going to be able to have one podcast show, let alone two. And yeah, as we give out thanks, let's look back. What is your comic story, or what got you into comic books? And for myself, Tim, I think back to when I was a kid. I used to be really into sports and trading cards. So there was like this local outdoor mall that I would go and buy trading cards from, but at the same time, they had comics. And recently, in my personal life, I've been moving around a lot, and I did move out of most of my young adult home that I lived in. And when I did, I actually found a lot of my old comics that I had, which actually involved that the death of Superman right after that, where it was like the return of Superman, where they had Superboy and like the three different versions of Superman. I believe it was Steel, and it kind of had like this weird like greenish cover. But yeah, those are some of my older comics that I had. I didn't really collect a lot because, you know, when you only get like a dollar every day for lunch, that doesn't really leave a lot to the comics. But when I was in college, I actually stumbled into a comic book shop and I was perusing through, and I actually found Supergirl titles by Jeff Loeb. And it just stuck out to me because, one, at that point, I was a big Supergirl fan and still am. Really liked her character, and I picked up Supergirl's issues 7 and 8, and then didn't really pick up comics for a couple of years, and then it just happened. So when I just got to a point in my life where I had some time on my hands, I just decided to start searching. That was around the time when Sterling Gates was on his run for Supergirl, and just Joshua Middleton's covers. If you haven't seen them, they're fantastic. I was able to meet him at WonderCon one year and get him to either or Long Beach, I believe. But yeah, I was able to get a signed poster of artwork from him. And I wish I could have had a poster for all his cover art that he's done for Supergirl, but definitely that piqued my interest, and just some of the things that Sterling Gates was doing with his Supergirl run. I actually ended up going back and over the course of a couple months, just picking up every single Supergirl issue I could, you know, even previous to Sterling Gates' run. And eventually I was able to get all the way up to, I believe it ran out in the 60s. And that was around the time when they had the reboot, where DC did all the white cover comics with just the artwork in the front. And then a while back, they started doing the new 52, and that's when I found my comic shop. And it got to a point where I was collecting about 30 different comics a month, and it just got to where I just had long box after long box. And this is someone that hasn't read comics, so like a lot of my recent history, you know, and thinking about the new 52, that's pretty old now, and they just recently had Rebirth. Marvel just had their Marvel Legacy. But yeah, eventually I just realized that I just couldn't keep up, and I just decided to just stop altogether. And this was another move in my life. I just didn't get to, you know, read much comics. But lucky for me, I was able to get a little nudge to, special shout out to my wonderful significant other, who decided that we should read Black Panther together. And this was around the time of before Black Panther, the movie came out, that they heard that Ta-Nehisi Coates, who had been a writer for The Atlantic, was taking on Black Panther and would start writing. So we decided to pick that up. And what started with Black Panther has now led to the 15 titles that we pick up now, but possibly more in the future. But I am definitely back into the comic world, loving every bit of it. I'm really excited. I've been doing my best to go to the comic book store on Wednesdays just for that excitement. I don't know if you guys feel the same thing when you guys step into a comic store and you know new stuff is coming out and the fresh smell, just looking over the aisles, flipping through, making sure that you get that perfect issue with just the perfect corners, and you know, just making sure all the pages are not stuck together, which sometimes leads to spoiling a little bit of the artwork or story. But yeah, that's Yeah, we love it. We learn to embrace what we love about comics as one step, and that's kind of where we are. And we found a local shop here in Seattle, where we're currently based, and called Golden Age Collectibles. It has most of the stuff that we need, and then some. With Comixology Unlimited, it has also made it easy when we haven't been able to get out there, and they also have great sales. We want to support mom and pop shops as much as possible, but yeah, when you have long box after long box, you know, it does start to pile up, and you got to put all these things. I love to figure out a way of either sending out comics maybe in the future to our listeners, or finding a place like the library or somewhere where we could donate them where they could be impactful for someone else to discover their love of comics. But yeah, that kind of wraps up and takes you down our comic story. And what is your comic book story? When did you first fall in love or with this medium or this entertainment or this way of life for some of you guys? And with that, we'll end with just three of our favorite titles from recent, mostly from recent. I know this may change shape or form, but The Black Mirror by Scott Snyder with the artwork by Jock and Francisco Francavilli. That was just a great take. I really enjoyed Dick Grayson being Batman. I had never read a comic where Dick Grayson was Batman, and just to see that different take and just a new introduction to a new Gordon was really, or I guess his son. But another one was Hawkeye by Matt Fraction and David Aja. That's definitely a keeper as well, especially that one issue where they had Hawkeye was a little deaf in the ear. So they actually were signing through the issue, which I think was a really unique way to reach out to the medium. And just the artwork was beautiful. And just the humanization of the character was great. And lastly, Green Arrow by Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino. When I was getting back into comics, that was just such a great run. And just some of the artwork and the detail of that character. And that was around the time where I started getting into CW shows, Green Arrow, The Flash. But definitely their take on the Green Arrow was probably one of the best. I know that there was a Green Arrow Era 1, which is highly touted. And there's just so much more. And I haven't even touched about the Golden Age or the Silver Age of comics. But yeah, as from one fan to another, thank you so much for chiming in. I love to hear any and all feedback, or even a thumbs up, or even a whatever you want to say. We're here for you. We look forward to many more issues, and we look forward to you tuning in. So yeah, that's a wrap. Thank you so much, and welcome again to Auditory Comics, signing off.